and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello and welcome, Ed.
Well, Happy New Year, Jennifer. Any resolutions?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about that. I was thinking about that might be something that we could discuss today as New Year's resolutions.
Because, we have nothing to talk about, so it would be good to have some topic here.
You know, the ones that people usually say are, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to, you know, clean the house more, I'm going to be nice, or, you know, something.
No one ever says, I'm going to clean the house more. Well, they do say they'll lose weight, I'll give you that, and I'll be nice. But no one says, I'm going to vacuum more in the new year.
Maybe clean the house more is my New Year's
I see.
Resolution.
Well, you're on your own on that one. Right. You're on an island.
So, but again, you know, thinking about the kinds of resolutions that we tend to do, some people do try to take on something good. But, you know, I don't often hear people say, hey, I'm going to go learn more, or hey, I'm going to take on education as my New Year's resolution. But if you think about it, that actually could be, that's a pretty decent New Year's resolution, is I'm going to continue my learning in whatever form that might be.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, one of the things that I am a huge proponent of is this idea, this practice of lifelong learning. And it's something that you hope is instilled in you as you go through your formal education.
What do you think are the roadblocks to people not embracing something like this as a resolution? I wonder if people sometimes, when they think of education or even lifelong learning outside of school, they sort of have flashback memories of being in school, which for some people was not always a good experience. Maybe they were a little bored, or it was strict discipline or whatever. And so they think, oh, I don't really want to revisit something like that again.
Yeah, it's all of education's fault. The fact that we present education in a way that is painful, you know, no pain, no gain, getting back to the weight loss thing, right? No pain, no gain. Education doesn't have to be that way. Education should be a joyful intellectual pursuit that is uplifting and brings life to life rather than, and lifts life rather than being this arduous task. No one wants to do things that are unpleasant. No one sets a New Year's resolution by saying, I'm going to work on my taxes.
Right.
You know, that's not a resolution. And education is in that same spirit. And it's a shame because we present formal education that way. And so when formal education ends, then you think, I'm done. You know, I've taken my last exam. And that's not right. The idea of thinking about something new, how you can grow, how you can improve. For me, I always, by the way, have education as one of my things. Of course, that's what I do for a living.
Yes,
I mean, it's my
handy
thing. But usually it's in an area that is a stretch for me. It's usually some kind of art thing.
Like I was going to ask, you've mentioned that before.
Absolutely. I always say, gee, I need to do more art in this year. I'd like to draw or paint or do something. And of course, in my job, I don't have any time for that. But I always think about education. What can I do? How could I improve? How could I be a more interesting person, a more thoughtful person, a more reflective person? And the truth is, we all of our listeners and the two of us, we have the capacity to continue to grow intellectually, even though we don't have that professor whispering in our ear anymore.
So how do we tap that capacity? I mean, let's take an illustration. Somebody has a job. They have a family. They have all kinds of obligations, and they're not in school. They're not engaged in formal education. How do they tap that capacity and bring that into what feels like, you know, an already crowded life and schedule?
Well, first of all, well, there's several things here. First of all, the crowded life and schedule, that's a really interesting question about time management, which is a whole, I mean, I've actually said to my students here at Southwestern University, if you learn nothing but how to effectively manage your time,
oh, yeah,
this is huge. Your education was absolutely worthwhile. But I think that, you know, especially when things begin, the beginning of a new year, you know, people set these great expectations that are also unrealistic expectations. And that's why we don't lose the 50 pounds. We might lose a pound or two, but not, you know. I think that we need to realize that we don't have to become this idealized genius, but merely just to go a little deeper in something. So the first thing I would suggest is pick something that truly is of interest. So don't say, oh, I really should know more about this social issue, or I really should be more involved in this political thing, or I really need to understand this better for, yeah, if you need to do it, No, this is something that's supposed to be pleasurable. So select something that truly is of interest.
Well, that right there is a huge change for a lot of people from formal education. We've talked in the past about requirements mm-hmm. and courses people had to take.
Right.
So you're telling people, you know, let loose, go for something totally fun.
And they should be doing that, by the way, in school too. They should be letting loose and doing something
yes,
totally fun.
Yes, we have talked about that too.
intellectual expansion should be totally fun. So that's the first thing is pick something that really is of interest. And secondly, don't go for Mount Everest. Just try to make incremental progress. Learn a little teeny bit. So maybe depending upon what the thing is, go online and you know, read something about it or watch a little video on, you know, on YouTube about it or just do something very small. Don't say I'm going to become a master of impressionism. Just say, let me think about impressionism a little bit and let me kind of play in that game and in that field a little bit.
So maybe Mount Bonnell, not Mount Everest.
That's right. For our listeners who know Austin, that's right. Exactly. Uh-huh, right. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Though the steps in Mount Bonnell, that's right.
Well, hey, you'll feel them.
Substantial.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that's the answer. And that's true, by the way, not just for New Year's resolutions in educational resolutions, but just also in kind of how you resolve to live your life. Be realistic. And I think that also is a practice of being thoughtful. Acknowledge, you know, what can be done practically and what can't be done. Not to say that we shouldn't be stretching and shouldn't be reaching, but we should also realize when we're stretching and when we're reaching and when we're in the wheelhouse of this can be done. I can learn a little bit about this and it would be fun. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe it's, you know, some kind of craft thing. Maybe it's something about the community. Learn about it.
I think people often do set that Mount Everest goal. And then when they see they're not going to reach it, they just stop.
Mm-hmm. And they feel bad about it, too.
And they feel terrible. And right. It becomes an all or nothing.
And then they eat bad food.
Right. So I'm either, you know, I'm going to bike 50 miles a week or
right.
I'm not going to at all.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm going to read every book ever written about, you know, NASA
right.
or I'm not going to read anything.
That's right.
When really the middle ground is where most of us can, you know, successfully and joyfully exist.
Well, more importantly, the middle ground is where real progress is. And I tell my students this all the time.
Interesting.
That I'm not trying to get you from a kind of a shallow understanding of whatever it is to deep, deep understanding in one fell swoop. But if we just live our lives practicing a habit of mindfulness where wherever we are in our understanding, we just try to understand a little bit more, a little deeper, then over time, the cumulative effect is we go very deep. And so let's resolve here and now that when we take an issue on, whatever it is, personal, intellectual, and otherwise, we don't try to go from kind of shallow understanding to deep understanding, but we just try to make incremental progress.
All right. Well, thank you, Ed, for helping us with our New Year's resolutions. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Find out more at southwestern.edu. And keep your brains busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org. You can also find us on iTunes. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT News.